Well, I suppose your feelings on that defeat last night, the sixth of the season for Finn Harps. It was a long trip south to Cove. Disappointed coming back up the road?
Yeah, you know, it was a very similar game to last weekend against Shamrock Rovers, where we started brightly, had most of the possession, as we probably had the whole way through the game. Had a couple of chances that we didn't take, and, you know, a little bit against the run of play, Cove Ramblers scored from a free kick. And they sat in, and we couldn't break them down. And probably, you know, our biggest problem this year is trying to accumulate a number of goals to go and win a game. And while we had plenty of possession and we huffed and puffed a little, we failed to break them down.
And towards the end of the game, Ollie, did you push really hard to try and get that equaliser? Because did you have them maybe rattled towards the end, and was there a possibility that the ball may have ended up in the net?
Yeah, we had a lot of possession, a lot of half chances. Albeit, you know, mishit shots from outside the area, a lot of free kicks and corner kicks that we put in. But to be fair to Cove, they sat behind the ball, defended very, very well. They're physically a strong side. They're a different kettle of fish down in Coleman's Park as they are on the road. And look, you know, they hit us on the break, and actually they had a chance to go 2-0 up, you know, the fact that we had pushed. But all in all, we didn't score, and if you don't score, you don't deserve to get anything out of the game.
And I suppose players from both the bench and on the field got involved in an incident towards the end where the goal scorer was actually sent off. Was he rightly sent off for that tackle on McNulty, Ollie?
Rob Waters is a quality player. He has that little bit, you know, probably why he's not playing at a higher level. You know, there's a little bit of a chink in the armour, if you want to call it that. He scored the goal and took his header excellently well, and he is a quality player, but he has that little bit of maybe lack of discipline that goes with that territory. And he retaliated for a foul, but to be fair, you know, I'm not going to make any comment on it, rightly or wrong. But look, he scored the winning goal, and I'm sure that's all that matters in Cove Ramblers camp at the end of the game.
You make many changes ahead of the game last night from the previous couple of weeks.
Yeah, we made a number of changes. We put in Gerard Callaghan started in the middle of the field. Mickey Funston went back in. Sean McCarron went back in. He didn't start the previous game. So we made three changes in personnel. We changed a number of players around position-wise. You know, we decided out that we felt could go and do a job and get something out of it. We went to win the game, obviously. But we came up short, and, you know, the fact that we couldn't put the few chances we had away came back to haunt us.
I see at the moment Galway FC are leading against Shamrock Rovers by 2-0, and I suppose it makes the gap once again even bigger, Ollie, between the sides above you. I know that it was very, very slim heading into the 5 remaining games if you were to make it in to the playoff spots, but that's really the chance of that now gone.
The chance is gone. Well, the chance was gone last weekend when we didn't pick up points at home against Shamrock Rovers. That, you know, the any realistic chance of bridging the gap to Wexford or indeed Galway were gone, to be fair. But that didn't mean that we didn't want to go to Cove yesterday and get something out of it. We went and prepared as well as we prepared any other time, any other game, you know. Basically, I think that the lack of goals that we haven't scored or have scored, you know, you're looking at, I think it's 23 goals we scored, you know, compared to, I think David Sullivan of Longford alone has scored 20 on his own, you know. So that's really, you know, we've defended quite well, albeit poorly against a free kick yesterday. Last week we defended quite well, albeit a penalty that lost us the game. So that type of way defensively we've been strong and been strong all year. I think we've only conceded 18, which is decent. But we haven't really scored enough to merit pushing up the table and you know, make a shape for a playoff spot.
Well, the only team that has conceded less goals than you, Ollie, just looking at the table here in front of me, is Longford Town, who are the league leaders. So that's a fine achievement on the defensive role. And I suppose it shows that there is just a very fine line in soccer at times, where if you did get that wee bit of luck and maybe scored those extra few goals in certain games, it could have been all different.
Yeah, well, I mean, goals wins matches, and they changed the complexion of the game as it did last night and as it did last Friday in Ballybofey. You know, while we're in control in both games, you know, a goal slightly against the run of play kind of changed the complexion of the game, and we struggled to try and equalise in each occasion, and ended up, you know, we haven't scored in the last two games, and we're going into a massive game in Cork next Sunday where, you know, we're playing a side probably that is better equipped than either Cove or Shamrock Rovers, as we played in the last few weeks. So, you know, we need to get that right for next Sunday, Oisin.
Okay, then, Ollie, of course, it's looking as well to possibly have a bit of a cup run now in the coming weeks together as well. And that would really, I suppose, improve the last number of the weeks of the season for you and sort of make it exciting, given that you're now out of the promotion playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, we're down in Cork on Sunday, as I said, in the cup quarter final against Avondale, who are an extremely experienced side. And, you know, as I said to the lads last night, it's us that have maybe the younger kids and a little bit of an experience. Avondale are 28, 29-year-old men that have won four intermediate cups in a row, and it'll be a huge ask next weekend. But we'll prepare well for the weekend. We'll see what we get out of it next Sunday, Oisin.
Yep. Did you prepare last night, Ollie, for that game in Cove with the Avondale game in the back of your mind as well, thinking?
No, that's not an excuse for the fact that we didn't get anything out of the game. No, absolutely not. We went there to try and win the game. We looked at one or two, you know, small areas of the field where we tried people out in different positions, but very minimal. And that's not an excuse why we didn't get a result there. No, absolutely not. We did look at one or two people in different positions to see possibly could they do that last night and bring it into next weekend. But no, we had a strong enough side out there to win the game, but we didn't. And, you know, no, we won't use that as an excuse, actually.